It wasn't an auspicious debut, I can tell you, in 1962 against Pakistan. If you can remember, I had two failures and I never laid bat on ball. It was always a spicy pitch, was Bradford, which is good for the team, Yorkshire, because you got results. And in those days, in the 60s, I think you got 4 points for a first innings lead and about 12 for a win. So there was really nothing much for a draw, so you wanted wins or losses.
But some of your favourite memories of playing at Bradford Park, haven't you? I know when I was growing up, you scored plenty of runs there.
Oh, I did. Yeah, but I had a good technique, and I liked Bradford. We all liked Bradford because we called it the bull ring. Yeah, the people were on top of you, like in a little bowl. So it was magnetic, and it was challenging, but it was magnetic. Having, say, 12,000 people, we had a lot of membership then. I think, with about 13,000 members. So paying public and a good slice of membership, and you get 12,000, and it feels full, you know, fairly packed, and they were on top of you. And it was a smallish ground, so it was a wonderful atmosphere, absolutely fantastic. The spectators, the members loved it because they were close to the action, and we loved it playing because the pitch was interesting and the people were on top of us. So I miss Bradford, yeah.
And I remember back in 1983, not many people score a century in each innings, but against Nottingham. I seem to remember you dancing down the pitch once or twice against Eddie Hemmings and even hitting him into the old football ground.
Yeah, I liked Eddie's bowling, just like I liked Jonathan's. I'll tell Jonathan, I said you were a lovely bowler.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think Jonathan's going to be on better form on Friday than he was when he was bowling against you for Leicestershire?
Oh, he was a lovely bowler, though. Yeah, he'll be in better form on stage because as a bowler, you know, I used to aim for the middle of my bat and be very successful.
And I know that he scored runs against him at Park Avenue as well. I'll tell you one thing I remember at Park Avenue. There were a group of lads, and we used to wait outside the old iconic pavilion, yeah. And we used to queue up. All your equipment was in individual white bags, and yes. Your bat was placed to one side. We used to queue up hoping that we could carry either your bat or a piece of kit, and you used to invite us up to the playing dressing room, and if we were lucky and there were sandwiches left over, you'd say, tuck into the sandwiches, there's no point in them going to waste. And the cherished thing for any of us was to carry your bat, and if we got the Slazenger V12 that we could carry down, we felt quite honoured. But bats have changed quite a lot since you played. You played with a bat between about £2.2 and £2.6. They're like trees now, aren't they?
Well, I mean, the game has changed. The preparation of pitches is so much better, the covering, and you know, everybody's improved at golf, tennis, everything. I mean, remember the pitches at football, they were like sludge heaps, weren't they? And ball were like a cannonball. Now they're pristine, beautiful. And same with cricket. The bats have got better, the pitches have got better. I mean, if I'd have played with those bats today, they've got another 10,000 runs. Today they push it for one and it goes for three. They give it a firm push for two and it goes for four. I mean, they just knock it over the bowler's head. We had to be absolutely precise in hitting it in the air because with the bat, 2.4, 2.5 ounces, if you didn't get it right, time it perfectly, it just lobbed up in the air to a deepish mid-off, mid-on. So, yeah, it's changed. Has it changed for the better? In some things, yes. In others, no. I mean, I like pitchers like Bradford. I didn't like it when I got out. I got my only pair at Bradford. I got my only, well, as you said, two centuries in a match. But you got results there, and you had to have a great technique to play spin bowling, seam bowling, swing bowling. It did everything, but you could score runs on it. But you did. You needed to have a rounded technique, and it actually made you a better batsman to play on those surfaces. He didn't score as quick because you couldn't. There was something in it always for the bowlers, but it was exciting. It was interesting.
Well, you've always got interesting and forthright views on the modern game, and Jonathan Agnew is going to be exploring some of your thoughts on the game on Friday, and people have got the opportunity to chat to you and put their questions to you through Aggers as well.
They have at the interval. They're filling the cards, and he'll surprise me with what he wants to put to me. So if he gets a naughty question or two, he always puts them to me. He likes to surprise and shock me.
And he just celebrated his birthday, and did you get him anything nice, or is your company good enough?
I wished him happy birthday. I spoke to him that morning. How old is he? I never asked him that.
Well, I don't know. He seemed to get older as he was bowling at you, as I remember. So he must be knocking on. He got a lot older
when he bowled at Viv Richards. I tell him, I said at the Oval, you got Greenidge out first to second over. Then him came Viv. He got 270, Viv.
And something else, just before we let you go, Geoffrey, that I'd just like to touch on, a very special year for you, because as part of the tour with Aggers and you're doing some one-man shows as well, you're also going to be looking back on the 40th anniversary of your 100th 100 at Headingley, so that'll bring back lots of fond memories as well.
Yeah, we got some nice film of that. The BBC loaned me some film of my 100th 100. We got some of my first test match in 64 at Trent Bridge. We got one or two things to surprise people besides a few stories and a few interesting things. So just hope people come along, don't you?
Absolutely. And on Friday, tickets are available at the box office at the Alhambra Theatre. You can also get them on the website as well. And I'm sure everyone's going to have a great night and be really entertained.
Thank you very much.
Well, we've got a bit of music lined up for you now, Geoff. One of my friend and yours, I think you know a bit better than I do, Katy Perry.
Yeah.
And make sure you do give her my regards. She hasn't quite got back to me yet, but really appreciate your time. We're really looking forward to catching up with you on Friday and looking forward to a great night.
Come and see us, Jonathan. Cheers.